Thank you, Ed.
Commander, I would add just one brief thing. There's been an odd occurrence going on with respect to the U.S. Geologic Survey, and now something else that I would just alert people to. The USGS in Golden, Colorado is where the computer system is that you tap to find out where earthquakes are. That has had a great deal of downtime in the last couple of weeks where they never have before, and when you do get onto it again, there's no explanation of why the thing's been down for days at a time. Now, some of you will remember something called the Seismo Watch. It's a little newsletter that I put in the paper once, and it has to do with earthquake activity, and it's very well done by a guy who lives in Nevada. In this week's Seismo Watch, there was a little notice by him, in fact, a one-page notice saying, this one-man operation is going to have to quit for a while because of some personal problem, quote-unquote, that will keep it out of circulation for at least 4 to 6 weeks. Now, I just find the two of those together very suspicious for the next few weeks of earthquake activity.
Yes. And we could talk about it and talk about it, and it won't help. But you can be looking for some very interesting things that are being hidden from you. Every day there is almost constant shaking as the little burrs in the systems are being honed away. I don't even want to get into the subject more deeply. Those are things that we have focused on, and we focused on the negative aspects of the political system, etc., and these are things you have to face. But neither Commander Soltek or anyone else is going to tell you that next Thursday at 3 o'clock everything is going to go. Even if we knew, without a doubt, if it were triggered on the universal map, because there are things you must come to grips with. And if you cannot believe enough to get yourselves prepared as best you can against these happenings, you're not going to do it anyway. And if I said next Thursday at 3 o'clock, the big one's going to hit, and there are going to be repercussions all the way into the Salt Lake Valley, what would you do? Wait till Wednesday. And then if Friday should come and nothing will have happened, it will be one more negative cog in your wheel. Lied again, do you see how easily you are set up? They cannot even keep up with the number of quakes happening. They are unable to even equate magnitude or when one ends and the next. It is like the earth's heartbeat. It has become that regular. They are also doing a lot of blasting, shifting, preparation for more blasting. That means that in the drilling process, there are bombardments from the laser or the particles, whichever they're using. Sometimes particulate, even water, under pressure is more efficient than light. So in the various places wherein they are either trying to stabilize or push it off, the activity itself can trigger it. So almost everything that we say is speculation, but necessary to share. Call it reminders, call it whatever you want. We're not psychic. If you want a date, go to a fortune teller. You won't believe it? Well, you see, you won't believe me either. A lot of times I tell you that something is afoot and it is imminent. And I am also praying right along with you that you put enough energy into it that it does, God, happen. And I have a lot of trouble with Norma myself. You see, she comes along and she says, I just wish you'd pull one of them off. No, we need a little more time and a little more time and a little more time. Wouldn't it be nice if we had infinite time in perfection? Well, it would be nice if we had a little more time in imperfection. So that this can evolve more reasonably. You have to have time to do exactly what you just heard. You must create. That means you have to come into the realization that you can create, and then you have to do it. And if you are gung-ho or an Armageddon out there and the destruction of a planet, please don't bother to think about it. We must have ones who are working to create the opposite. An orderly world under God's commandments. I didn't say those biblical commandments where you can go sit on a Sabbath and let the dust settle on you. You use reason and logic. That is the gift from God to man. Reason, and then choice. I want to honor Callie and Carrie. They've taken some emotional beatings about themselves because of things that I have said. And there is no offense ever intended. To be states away and hold to that truth and present this work is an incredible job. And Ed wants to hide, you see, because he knows that they are very, very attached. And what he is receiving is very attached to those two people along with that area and that element of communication. I would never presume to tread on that. On the other hand, when I read change of intent, that is going to conflict. It isn't that I hold all the cards. It is that I am the commander and I will have to ultimately make a decision. And we don't, on our side of your veil, have any problem with that. But sometimes any kind of a corrective mechanism, let's say we're going down this path and you veer off and attention is called to that, it takes a while to move back over here and once again open up to the job at hand, because a perception is somehow I failed. No. Everybody has to learn. And of all the things, the hardest to accept is a responsibility of receiving and allowing that energy to give you information, because you're terrified that you are putting self into it. And that's why it is very, very hard for ones to continually ask for, well, just give me a little idea about what you think I might be supposed to do. No. Please don't ask that. They're sitting on this table, a letter from someone who has been working with Wendell Hoffman. I honor Wendell Hoffman greatly. And he does his utmost to produce what I ask. And he's done it again. And he's used it, and it's worked. And I have a 50-year-old woman now writing to me saying, I am the one. And through this new my T-cell count has gone up, and I don't remember what's here. I do not want to be explicit. I want to speak in generalities, but let us say less than 100 count to 368, I believe. That is really remarkable. But there is still the testing of the HIV virus present. I would suggest that now that is a false reading. Just like you can have an amphetamine response on a testing device from antihistamines, maybe it is a fluke, but it is an extraordinary fluke. I'm going to repeat something about the HIV virus. It is the laziest little sucker on the face of your planet. HIV virus will never kill anybody, anytime, anywhere, no how. It is, however, that which has been tampered with through the DNA introduction, twisted, mutated, etc., so that if, as it enters a host, it will mutate further, individually, to your DNA. Sometimes through the higher frequency treatment, quote, end quote, it isn't a treatment, it is a stuff. You will find that you won't get the proper response, although you will probably stay in pretty good health. But what is happening is this little glia will, it'll just go right ahead and increase its own frequency. So sometimes your virus or your, quote, dis-ease, malfunction, whatever, if it's cellular or crystalline substance, as is a virus, it will also create its frequency. And when that happens, it will just keep going. And you can be in pretty good health, but you'll still get these testings and you'll still be concerned. And to knock it out, you've got to hit it on the floor. You've got to go to the ELFs, the very low frequencies, because it cannot sustain itself either in a higher frequency or a low one. To do this, though, it brings the whole body into a state of shock, and you're very apt to get chills, a reaction. And in this case, this is what happened. But almost everything came under control within 2 days. But now, there is an inquiry of Hatton, what do I do more? And Hatton said, count me out. Count Dorma out. This is not our problem. These are personal things, individual things. And this will be perceived as medical treatment without a license. And never is that going to happen. You have ones, precious ones that can help you. I will create. Everybody hear me? I will create through you. I will not treat you. You will heal yourself or you will not be healed. You create the miracle or you will have none. And we will not jeopardize anything here. That is such a minor part of my mission that I will not even discuss it. We will do what needs to be done to help. And then you're going to have to do it. And you're going to have to understand when I refuse to respond. I will not jeopardize the program or the product by treating anyone as if this were either medicine or I am your local medical doctor. And I do hope that this gets on that tape and out to everybody. I am not incensed that anyone would write. And I will most certainly forward this information and the request or the inquiries to Dr. Hoffman. But I cannot answer these questions. I need to know a little bit about where we are with our law cases. Where are we for Monday and Tuesday as far as attendance, conferences, whatever?
Mitch, please.
I'm not sure how much detail to get into, but on Monday there will be the telephone conference on the US&P case.
So there is no need for presence?
That's my understanding. Although,
will the new attorney participate?
He intends to participate in the telephone call, but I do not know if it's been confirmed with Buchanan if the telephonic has been set up. That confirmation
Very
may
good.
Still be pending, and it's my understanding also that Marilyn is on vacation, Beck's secretary or clerk. So someone else was answering these questions on Friday. So there probably needs to be confirmation first thing Monday morning of that. Then on Tuesday, we've requested of the court to take the order to show cause in Nevada off the calendar. But also offered to be make an appearance telephonically if the court needs that or wants that, in addition to offering for an attorney that we have been speaking with who is considering representing the Institute, also willing to be present on that telephone conference. And that's Tuesday.
Very good. No, that's sufficient. We just need to confer frequently and make sure that all of the things are covered. I need to know where John Schreffer is.
Relative to the case?
The case. Where is he? Where are we? Where are we conservator-wise, psychic, neurology-wise? Do we have any reports back? What is apt to happen next?
I can tell you what I know, but frankly, I'm not directly involved with that for a number of reasons. But from what I understand, the results of the evaluation were that John does still need a conservator. I know that the divorce papers have been filed and served on Eleanor. So that action is pending. She has 30 days to respond to the papers that were served upon her. And it's also my understanding that I believe Gooden filed some papers with the court to propose that basically what they said was that Rod or that Eleanor is not really able to continue to be the conservator. Therefore, they propose that Rod McBroom be the conservator, and if he's unacceptable, then they propose that Eleanor continue to be the conservator, which is really dumb. They may have filed those papers before they realized that the divorce was in process. There's some question about that, because I believe that since the divorce is on, that both Eleanor and Rod would be disqualified from being the conservator. That's what I have heard indirectly.
I agree with that.
Well, you don't count, John.
Am I going to have to get a flying saucer and get away from here?
You may. I may have to go with you. Well, I have a suggestion or two. Don't let this go too far before you get a little bit of a picture, because if you have to, you need to go and get an accountant, get somebody who is a third party, absolutely disinterested, but in the community, that you can pay to be the conservator. Now, you've put up names from ones such as Audrey. If this will not fly, you are going to have some offer into that court. Don't let anything go on default. You cannot count on it not being the most ridiculous thing ever being done in a courtroom. And I don't know who qualifies as a conservator, but there must be somebody in this town that you can hire to be a conservator, business-wise, demand through the court.
Audrey, isn't she capable of doing
that? Of course she's capable, John. That isn't the point. Capability is not in question here. It is what the court will do. So you can't really run the risk of just having one alternative. If that is unacceptable to any party, as it wasn't acceptable before, then you better have the backup. And I believe that a good accountant, bookkeeper, whatever you want to call it, who can oversee any assets of John's. You see, they are in a real bad position. They signed him in as, quote, a pauper with no assets, and yet they are pulling in his pension and his Social Security, everything, regularly. They also are trying to get any property that he has after stating that he has none. So they're in a real predicament, but the court never allows you to say this, see, and your lawyers so far have not said it. So you have to make sure that you have covered several alternatives so that they can dance around from one to the other, but they can't dance out from under it. You've made a lot of progress here. It was a major thing to be able to have John back home. It is a prime example of what's going to happen to all of you when Big Brother decides to shut down on you. And I believe that John realizes how absolutely helpless he was for a year and a half.
It's true.
And otherwise, Ron Jackson is equally as helpless. Gunther Rusbacher was totally helpless. And you ones have got to go through the mechanisms of making sure these ones stay free, because their freedom is your freedom. Would anyone like to say anything before we close? good. That means everybody's ready to go. Thank you. God bless and salute.
Thank you.